Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Hello, I'm your host, Christy Grignon, and today I am joined by MassMEP's Project Development Manager, Jim Gusha. In Jim's role here at MassMEP, he assists manufacturers, research, evaluates, and implements opportunities for business and technology improvements. He develops and manages technical assistance projects at clients' firms and develops project proposals for identified needs for technical assistance. Jim also assists the manufacturing business community by organizing, promoting, and conducting seminars and workshops. The most recent workshop Jim has conducted is the Workforce Training Grant Funds Info Sessions. Hey Jim, how are you today?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for agreeing to talk to us about the Workforce Training Grants.
No problem.
As I said before, the most recent workshop you have been conducting is the Workforce Training Fund Grant Info Session, where you go through step-by-step the process and how to apply for a training grant. Can you give us a little background about the Workforce Training Grants?
Sure. The Workforce Training Fund is a fund financed entirely by employers. It was put into place about July of 1998, so it's been around for a while. Its purpose is to provide resources to businesses and workers to train new and newly hired employees. That was the original intent. The mission was to provide applicants with the resources to invest in the Massachusetts workforce. It really focused on small and medium-sized businesses initially, but there are larger companies that have accessed these funds. They're really after jobs that or projects that will result in job retention, growth, and increased wages, and projects where training would make a difference in the company's productivity, competitiveness, and ability to do business in Massachusetts. So that's how the fund, and I got that right off their website, so that's what the mission of the Workforce Training Fund is, and is about $21, $22 million that is allocated annually to the fund. So if you're an employer paying into unemployment, you're able to access funds for your training.
Wow, that's a lot of money, and it sounds like a fantastic program. Jim, can you go over the different Workforce Training Fund program grants that are available?
Sure. Briefly, there's three programs that the Workforce Training Fund allows dollars for companies to access. The general fund is really the biggest of them, and you can access up to $250,000 for training at your company. Now, that's a lot of training, but you want to be realistic when you're going after those funds to make sure that training you are taking place in is actually what you need to do, because you're going to be taking people away from their daily routine to be able to do training. So you want to be realistic about what you can accomplish. $250,000 needs to be matched, or the money that you take out has to be matched with your employee time. So there's a match that has to take place, a one-to-one match with employees' time and the value of their time that you're paying them while they're in training to the amount that you're requesting from the state. There's a lot more to that general program that I'm happy to talk to anyone about, but part of the general grant program also is a consortium grant. And we've done a number of consortium grants where multiple companies have similar training needs, and they go through the same application process, but there's common training that is taking place at a location that companies can bring their people to and participate in the training. So that fund is or that program is also funded similarly to the general grant program, where you have to have a one-to-one match with people's time. The third, well, that's part of the first, so that's 1A. Second is the Express Grant Program. And the Express Grant Program is a little bit different. Funds are available to companies of 100 employees or less. That's the current definition of that program. And what happens is companies have to apply for this grant with pre-approved courses that are available on the state's website. Courses would be accessed through that grant program. They're covered at 50-50, which means 50% of the cost of the training would be reimbursable by the state after the training is complete. A little bit different, the match is actually a cast match. So if it's a $1,000 course and you've got six people attending, you would finish the training, submit or pay your invoice of $1,000 and then get reimbursed $500. So that's a simple explanation. And then there's the third program, which is the Direct Access Program, which provides an opportunity for training vendors, such as ourselves, to be able to receive a grant that companies can participate in training that is provided under this grant. And they would sign up, and they could send two or three people to a training, and it would be completely paid for under that grant. The training vendor receives the funding for that training directly from the state, so the employer doesn't have to deal with the funding at all or any of the paperwork. That's the three.
Wow, there's a lot of great options there. Could you describe a typical engagement with a client that has identified a need for training with MassMEP? And how do you support clients in determining which grant works best for them?
Well, yeah, how we typically work with companies is after an initial visit and an understanding of what their training needs are, and generally the companies contact the MEP occasionally through public events. We create enough interest in the business or the training that we can provide, and companies will contact us to explore training options that they might have. So we sit down with them and kind of brainstorm some ideas of training that they need in their organization, and we put together a plan. We leave them with some homework gathering of information. If they have other training vendors that they're interested in incorporating, they have to gather course descriptions and costs associated with it. They're pulling together information. They access one of the homework assignments is to get a certificate of good standing, and we'll talk more about that later. And then we leave them with a questionnaire. And the questionnaire asks some critical questions that are outlined in the application that they have to give some thought to. And so we work with the companies, give them a plan to start with. We set up a timeline for what needs to be done by when. And then we work through all of those elements to be able to put a successful grant. And we've had grants that get submitted within 3 to 4 weeks after we begin the planning process. And we've had them take several months because there's work to be done outside of writing a grant at their organization. Sometimes they have to put the grant development on hold in order to be able to run their business. So it depends on, you know, the availability of people's time. And that's how we, I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you absolutely did. Thank you. It sounds like you really customize the process for each individual company, what their needs are, how quickly they need to work, and getting their job done in the meantime.
Yes. We work with the companies, and we really, I don't want to say insist, but really need to have the company's active involvement in the process. We don't take that responsibility away from the employer, because we believe that the company needs to tell their story, tell the grant reviewers, make sure they understand what's going on at the organization, and have ownership in the program that they're developing with us. There are companies that don't take the time to work as closely with the employers as we do. We spend a lot of time working with the client to be able to develop their plan and develop a relationship to make sure that we have a successful implementation. A strong partner in the Associated Industries of Massachusetts, who provide training and supervisory leadership, customer service, and other areas of the human resource side of the business, that working with leadership and supervisory to on communications and other areas that we don't have a strong presence in. So they provide that arm of our training. We have worked with other third-party providers, ERP systems. We've worked with the trade schools, the community colleges. We've worked with a group called English for New Bostonians, who provide ESL resources for companies across the state. So we have a pretty broad connection with a number of vendors in the state. In addition, we are a national organization. We're part of the NIST program, and we have 50 other states that have resources that we have access to in order to be able to find the right resource for an employer to do the training they need.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've really covered everything. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. What paperwork is needed for the application process?
Well, to start with, one of the first things we ask a company to obtain is a certificate of good standing. And the company has to go to the Department of Revenue website, and there's a link right on the grant, the Workforce Training Fund website, to the Department of Revenue for a certificate of good standing. The instructions are fairly clear on the website, and the typically a finance person or payroll person would be the one to request this. There's a no fee cost, but it is a game stopper when you're putting an application. And so that's one of the first things out of the gate that we suggest a company begin to access. If they do not have that, then the application cannot be submitted. Second, the application itself is an online application. So that is not a paper document that is required, but there's a number of questions that have to be responded to on that. And it's a pretty slick website, and the program, I guess it's what it's called, is very user friendly, with a lot of help opportunities or options on the website. The actual hard paperwork you're going to need is proposals from your training vendors. So you need a proposal. You need a course descriptions, and those all have to be paper or scanned copies or electronic files that can be attached to the application. A cover letter. There's a cover letter that is required with all applications. The cover letter gives you an opportunity to kind of summarize what your application is, and gives the reviewers a single page or maybe two pages of narrative that kind of describe what they're going to be seeing as they go through their application. And then there's, I mentioned course descriptions, but also there's, if a company is a unionized company and you're training union members, the union that is representing the employers employees has to provide a support letter that is attached to the application as well. Everything is attached to this electronic file, so when your application is complete, everything is there for the state to see. It's a one-click button, and it goes right into the Commonwealth, and they do a review.
Wow, the Commonwealth has really streamlined the process from a couple of years ago. I think that's fairly new process too, Jim, right? About a year?
It's been at least a year, maybe 2 years now, that the on-site process has been put in place, and they really have streamlined it, and they continue to tweak the program in order to be able to make sure it's as efficient as possible.
That's excellent. So what is the criteria for approval for a grant?
Good question. Now, there's a whole host of things that the state is kind of mandated to the Workforce Training Fund that, considered criteria for the approval of a grant. And I'll read a few of them, but it is available on the website. They want to understand whether the project will increase the skills of low-wage or low-skilled workers. So they're looking to develop employees. So the grant has to kind of explain and focus on development of employees. They want to be able to make sure that the company is preserving jobs or creating new jobs. So obviously they want to fund projects that are with companies that are looking to grow their business. They want to know that it has positive impact on the economic impact in a region. They want to make sure that the company is committed to their own investment in training and not just solely dependent on these funds. So there's a question in the application that references what do you do currently for training and how is the training different from what you currently do. So they want to see that you actually are very committed to training and in the training that you're currently doing, and that this training is in addition to what you're doing and not replacing it. And there's other things that they're looking for, but they evaluate grants on a scoring system that that gets completely reviewed and presented to the Workforce Training Fund Board for approval.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Let me just ask you this, Jim. If I'm a manufacturing company in Massachusetts and I have training that I have an immediate need for and I can't wait 3 to 6 months for that general grant that you talked about, can I apply for more than one grant at a time?
Okay, so maybe.
Okay. Sounds loaded.
So what can happen? If you're an employer of less than 100 employees, yes, you can have either a general grant or you can go to the Express grant, and the Express grant timetable is significantly less than the general grant. General grant from beginning or from plan to the time that you're able to start your training could be 3 to 4 months and longer if it takes you longer to put your plan together. But that's a good generalization. The Express grant is from application, and all of the courses on the Express program are pre-approved. So you're signing up for a course that's already approved. You just have to get your application in. Within 3 weeks, you'd get notified of your approval, and you'd go through a contracting process, which could take another 3 weeks. They state 6 weeks on the website in terms of when you can start your training, but in many, many cases, it's been less than 6 weeks. So that's pretty quick. And then I forgot what your question was.
If you can apply for more than one grant at a time.
Yes, so those are the two, And yes, you can have, if you're a company of less than 100, you could have both a general grant and an express grant going at the same time. The third is the direct access. The direct access you can participate in because any company can participate in that grant.
Under 100 employees, though, right?
Under 100 employees, yeah, that's just changed. So the previous awards have been any size company, but now they're really focused on helping smaller companies of under 100. So you could have all three. And then fourth is a consortium grant. So if you're participating in a consortium grant and the value of your training is less than 30% of the total value of the grant, then you can apply for a general or an express or participate. So you could be in all four grants at any one given time. That's a lot of training, but in theory, that's possible.
Wow. So thank you for sharing all that with me, Jim. And four grants at one time sounds like a lot. But let's say that a company gets approved. How quickly can they start training from that approval date?
Well, so each grant is a little bit different, but the general grant is maybe what you're referring to here. After you're awarded your grant, you're able to schedule a meeting with the Commonwealth Corporation. In that meeting, they will clarify any questions they might have on your application. And while they had questions on it, it wasn't overly concerning, because they are at a point where they want to award the grant. They just need clarification on some things. So that phone call can be made within a week after they've contacted you on your award. You can contact them immediately, set up this phone meeting, and in addition to responding to any questions they might have, they would review the administrative responsibilities that a company would have in terms of reporting on the backside of the grant. So once you're able to start your training, there's certain responsibilities that you have as an employer to report back to the state. And they go through all of that. So after that phone call, and as part of that phone call, they'd ask you when you wanted to start your training. And normally a company is given the option of they could start as soon as 2 weeks after that phone call. The state just needs time to put the paperwork together and get the approval to you. Once you receive your contract, you sign it, get it back, you can start your training. So it could be as early as 2 weeks after that phone call that you could start your training. And in addition, on the general grant, you would get your first 25% installment of the portion of your grant. So if your grant was $100,000, you'd get a check for $25,000 that you would put into a particular savings account to be able to draw from to pay your vendors. So it's pretty slick.
Excellent. And I've actually been privy to this, and I'm excited to talk about it. But what are some of the impacts you've seen for a company through the Workforce Training Fund grant trainings?
Well, what I've seen is improvements in, well, one of the big ones and companies are looking to do, and it's a two-year plan to keep in mind. So with a two-year plan, a company's strategic thinking, they're looking to grow their business. So a part of a metric that is really gone through is what is the increase in business that they are planning for the next 2 years, and how will this training help support that growth. So sales is certainly one of the impacts that they look to impact. Generally it's productivity increases. It might be changeover time on a given machine, given the type of training we provide with setup reduction. It might be standard work using training within industry training. We can help create specific work instructions on critical functions to be able to help standardize a training process on that for that piece of equipment, and so that everybody is performing the same task the same way and you have consistency, so quality is improved, and you improve your productivity because you don't have to rework jobs in order to be able to do it. So reductions in improvement in quality, improvements in productivity, improvements in on-time delivery are things that might be measured. There's a whole host of metrics that any company has, and we don't ask companies to create new ones that they're going to have to manage. We ask them what they measure currently. What are they measuring that they're hoping to impact? Every company has monthly reporting to their ownership, and what we look to do is try to impact that monthly reporting so that the company can see the impacts that are taking place as a result of the training.
Thank you so much. And I think what all of our listeners are looking to hear right now is, how do they get started?
Well, you know, I thought about this a long time, but not too long. You can just call me. That would work. Or call any professional organization that has the skills to be able to help guide you through the process.
Jim, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all this great information on the workforce training grants.
You're welcome.
Thank you. For more information on Workforce Training Fund grants, you can visit workforcetrainingfund.org or massmep.org, or like Jim said, you can just call them 508-831-7020.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.